Well, welcome to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are here today because we have the one and only Kash Patel joining us. Kash Patel was the former chief of staff of the Department of Defense under the Trump administration, and he is talking to us today. And I had asked him about the Twitter files that came out, and there is a connection between Russiagate and the Twitter files, and you're going to find out what that connection is on the show today. So a lot of information came out over the weekend, and we're going to talk about that and how our elections are affected on top of national security. And so all that is happening on today's show. So make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Get this message far and wide. We need to get this information out. Hey, consider becoming an angel investor. If you believe in what I am doing, I could really use some financial support. You can go to theambermayshow.com and hit the donate button, and there you could donate 5, 10, 100, 1,000, whatever money you could to help support this program would be great. Or you can go to theambermayshow.locals.com and become a $5 monthly subscriber there. I always add more content, so make sure you follow me on Telegram at The Amber May Show on Telegram, True Social, I'm under Amber May, or Frank Social, Amber May. So coming up next is the one and only Kash Patel. Well, like I told you guys, I have the one and only Kash Patel joining us today on the show. And so much has happened in the last couple weeks. I've been following some of the interviews you've been doing, Kash. So we have the Twitter files that came out and ties to Russiagate, which you're an expert on Russiagate. And also, we have a president who declared that he was running for president, but we also have massive election issues, especially in Arizona and in your state of Nevada. So with all that, can we talk a little bit about, so I want to talk a little bit about the election and how that ties into the whole Russiagate thing and the Twitter thing. So my question to you would be, let me start out this, like in my heart, with what I've been feeling like God has been telling me, I think Donald Trump will win a second term. However, in the natural realm, it looks like he could never win again. They already stole the 2020. Look what happened to Carrie Lake. But I do think that there is a plan that God has. He's not done with Trump. So the fact that he even decided to run again, and then you're looking at Arizona, tell me about what your viewpoint is on all that, since you were so close to President Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I think, look, Republicans and conservatives have to decide if they want to elect leaders and put them in positions of power to change the way the current election system is run in places like Arizona and my home state of Nevada and places of consequence like Georgia and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. And, you know, we've tried the last two election cycles to go at it from a policy perspective. We have said we are voting on day of only. And, you know, that's a slight change in history since the Republicans are the party of mail-in balloting. And I'm not saying we need to go all in on all mail-in balloting everywhere, but they're the rules. And right now we've lost two elections in consequential races because the Democrats outgunned us on those rules on the ground in those same states. And so we have to decide, are we going to fight by those rules, which are the law in those states, and then win and then change it to restore the election integrity, which we feel espoused by having voters vote on the same day? Or are we going to keep going at it in the same fashion that we have? And we've lost now competitive races in a couple of cycles. And I think the Republican Party and the conservatives need to make that decision. And I've been urging them to go after, especially in Georgia right now, the mail-in ballot votes, because we will not see candidates who believe in our system of values in positions of power then to change it. Because if you want change, as the forefathers have written in our Constitution and elsewhere, it can't happen overnight. It's a process that takes multiple years, and elections are the key to it. So some people are just going to have to decide what's more important, the core value that you think elections can only happen on election day, or winning the way the law is currently set up, and then having a discussion on how to change that to match our values.
But how do we do that when we have the poll ballot harvesting and you saw the 2,000 mules And how do we do that when we all know the machines and how awful that is? So like, what ideas would you have to bring to people like us in Arizona who are fighting right now against this corrupt system of elections?
Yeah, look, it's the same thing. Go out and run the mail-in ballot system. Go lawfully collect hundreds of votes. And then you yourself can go vote lawfully on election day if that is your desire. But when you do that, and when thousands of people do that, that's a massive force multiplier. And when these elections are won by 5 and 10,000 votes, that's nothing in a national, not a national election, but a statewide election. That's really not a large number. You're talking about 2 percentage points or less. That's really easy to sway that amount of people. And I do think we have to message a little better at independence. I do think we have to go at it a little harder on the folks that Donald Trump won in 2016, because he got after the suburban moms and the independent women. And we got smoked on those in this last term. And it's largely because of messaging. I'm not saying you have to change your values, but the Democrats took the abortion decision out of the Supreme Court and made it a rallying call of disinformation. Yeah. And that's not what the Hobbs decision decided. The Hobbs decision said that abortion is and should remain and must remain a state's right issue, which is absolutely true from a constitutional advantage point. And we are never going to win as a group if we don't bring more people under the tent like Donald Trump did in 2016. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you have to go out there and argue the position of abortion versus what's right and wrong, but I'm saying, I bet you there's a lot of suburban moms and independent voters who feel the way we do on many issues: the border, mm-hmm. national security, education, our children, overseas, China, the narcotics trade, human trafficking, and so many other things mm-hmm. that we need to expand the tent and say, you guys were here before and now there's a place for you again. I just don't think we message right. And a lot of that has to do with the political consultants that these candidates keep hiring and they keep failing us. And it has to do with Republican leadership, of course, currently in Washington and elsewhere. So, but those, again, it's the same thing. None of those changes are going to happen unless you put people in those positions to make those changes. And none of that's going to happen unless you know, for lack of a better phraseology, give it the program, and then you can change the program.
Yeah. And you know what? One thing that I loved about what President Trump did to America, and with your help, of course, is he unveiled and showed how much corruption is in our country from the top in Washington, D.C., all the way down to local level. And what I love about what General Flynn's message is, he said, get to your local and create a local impact, because that creates a national result. And that has always stuck with me ever since I've heard him say that. Start local, because that creates a national result. Because what's going on right now with our election and with all the Twitter feeds, what you said in a previous interview, you put the link between Russiagate and Twitter, and I'd love for you to break that down on my show.
Yeah, so it's out in detail on Truth Social, which is the only place you'll find me on Truth Social, is at Cash, at KASH. But what I've been saying is the disinformation campaign and the illegalities from Russiagate. And I was the chief investigator for Chairman Nunes during Russiagate, where we exposed the Hillary Clinton campaign, the DNC, and Perkins Coie, the law firm, who funneled illegally money to basically hijack an election, corrupt an FBI, and have them lie to a federal court just because they didn't like Donald Trump. Why is any of that important? Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then A, you need to go watch The Plot Against the President yesterday and go read the Nunes memo yesterday. And I'm being serious, because these are things that you educate yourself with.
Right.
And half the country still doesn't know what happened back then, because they were too busy getting force-fed by Adam Schiff and CNN that Donald Trump's a Russian agent, which was totally proven false. Mm-hmm. So go do those two things, Plot Against the President, watch it with your family, you'll love it for the weekend, and read the Nunes memo for a short summary. But why does that matter now? Fast forward, Elon Musk buys Twitter. Mm-hmm. And what's going on at Twitter? Well, he says he's going to put out all these documents for transparency in the Twitter files. Well, I've challenged him and I said, you're not doing that. You're putting out just enough information to put out the mirage, the pretext that you are somehow changing the free speech landscape. You still have one of the biggest corrupt actors from Russiagate as your head general counsel at Twitter, James Baker, James Comey's lawyer. at the FBI, the number one lawyer at the FBI was James Baker for James Comey. He orchestrated Russiagate. He authorized the FISAs that were unlawfully written. He took doctored evidence to the FISA court through his attorneys. And then he leaked sensitive information to the media. We caught him. He got fired as a result of our Russiagate investigation. And do you know where he went? A golden parachute over to Twitter. And now he's the deputy general counsel at Twitter. And Elon Musk refuses to put out James Baker's communications, James Baker's engagements with the FBI. And this is the same James Baker that, before Hillary Clinton's investigation was complete, he exonerated her in a memorandum internally at the FBI. This guy is running Twitter's legal department. My challenge to Elon Musk is, if you have it coming, okay, it better be soon. But you have allowed Twitter to employ one of the most corrupt actors. And now you, Elon Musk, are paying him because it's your company. Mm-hmm. And you haven't shown, why haven't you released all of the FBI communications to all of the members, Vijay Agatta and the whole crew? I know they were talking to Democrats. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows they were selectively censoring. Everybody now knows the Hunter Biden laptop story was true and Twitter censored it falsely to rig an election. Those are not things I need proven again. We know that. So by you putting out documents that proves that doesn't do anything. It's rewriting it in crayon. What I need to see is the documentation that clears or inculcates people at Twitter for continuing the conspiracy they started in government, i.e. James Baker. And do you know, by the way, who's Twitter's outside law firm? Perkins Coie, the guys that created the money pipeline for the Steele dossier from the Hillary Clinton campaign, Sussman and Elias and company, have been Twitter's lawyers on subpoenas that were issued to Twitter from the FBI. So the guy that ran the FBI is now talking to the Democratic lawyers for the DNC while running Twitter.
So nothing ever gets fixed. They're all together. They're all helping each other. It's a facade. I loved how you talked about the two-tier justice system in America, because for so long, American people were getting very frustrated. We're still very frustrated. It's good for me, but not for thee. And it feels like they never get away. So, you know, our president got raided in Mar-a-Lago. He was a president of the United States. I loved what you said about how he declassified the information. All he had to do was just say the words, it's declassified, and boom, it's declassified. Hillary Clinton was never a president, ever. She was a former first lady. She was a secretary of state. Never a president. She never had the ability to declassify information. Yet we know for a fact information was on her personal servers. She never served any time. She was never raided by FBI agents. And it's very frustrating. And I can't imagine how our president feels when he has seen all these other people get away with massive crimes. And here's a man who hasn't been committing crimes and gets raided by the FBI. Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second. But right now, I'm going to take a quick break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to DrStellaMD.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult doses too. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children. So one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender. I put a pill in there. I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. pro tip. And what it has, and it's amazing, it has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code Amber May, and save some money. You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot going on with the Mar-a-Lago stuff that I can't comment publicly, but I've said what my piece is before, and hopefully one day I'll be able to say it again soon. But I was just down there, seeing President Trump last week. He's in great spirits. And, you know, the one thing for me, for as a former federal prosecutor and former public defender, is, you know, you take those jobs because you have to hold those in government accountable as much as you hold those outside of government when they both break the law. And I think there's been a failure in the level playing field on that front. And you can insert Russiagate, you can insert Hunter Biden's laptop, you can insert so many other things, and the disparate treatment about many of the January 6th folks that are being detained now. And we have seen the total and complete politicization of not just law enforcement, but the national security apparatus. Joe Biden completed that when he ascended to the White House and decided to destroy all of Donald Trump's accomplishments overseas, which I was a large part of. And these are apolitical issues. And now we are being dictated to by the rest of the world. And we have a justice system that is completely in free fall because we no longer adhere to due process. We now have a repeated system of justice in the federal courts where federal judges are lied to, where evidence of innocence and exculpatory information, as we call it, is withheld from individuals, like during the FISAgate scandal, like Michael Flynn and so many others. And judges do nothing when this sort of thing happens. And we have government gangsters, as I call them, like Bill Barr and Chris Wray and all these people who sat on the Hunter Biden laptop information for a year. Were they communicating with Twitter? I don't know. Maybe. Why didn't they investigate it? Why didn't they look at the data? Why did Bill Barr come in and say, you know, he was going to do X, Y, and Z as attorney general and do none of them? You know, he appointed John Durham and then basically sat in a chair for a year and a half. And so now he's out there, you know, on a tirade against Donald Trump, and that's his right to do. But it's our right to demand why he failed as attorney general, because he set the playing field as a chief law enforcement officer. And he and Christopher Wray and James Baker need to come in and testify under oath into the new House Republican leadership coming in. And we have to demand the documents under subpoena from the agencies and departments they work with, both in the private sector, and force those to be released to us. That's what we did during Russiagate. We put the documents out for America to see. That's what needs to happen now. That's not what Elon Musk is doing currently at Twitter. He is selectively releasing documents, and by doing so, protecting certain individuals. And unless he has very good answers for hiring and keeping James Baker at Twitter, or Perkins Coie as a law firm, or collaborating with the FBI on any projects, which I can't see what one would be, then he's in on it just as much as they were, because the cover-up is worse than the crime. We learned that in Russiagate. We learned that with Hunter Biden's laptop. And I think we're now learning the hard way with Twitter. But I still have reserved judgment. I'm still saying he might produce more information, but it's going to be a wait and see.
I'm really glad you've talked about Elon Musk the way you have, because I am very leery of the man, because I feel like he's always been playing with the other team, the globalists, the national, you know, the other team. And so I don't know how to trust this man, because here and there he does good things and everyone's praising him for his freedom of speech platform. So I don't know how to take that man. I proceed with caution with him. Am I grateful for what he did with the what we know right now with the Twitter files? Sure, of course, because what we do know in Arizona is our own Secretary of State was stopping her political candidates from having the ability to speak on Twitter, and that affects our election. So thank you for that. I mean, we knew that was happening, but now we have a document to prove that that was happening. Now, what I love about you, Cash, is you have this positive glass half full kind of personality. And I really do like that about you, because people like you need to encourage the rest of America. You have this great platform God gave you, and your glass half full keeps the American people still willing to fight. If there's no hope left in this land, then people will succumb to whatever globalists or whatever the DNC wants or whoever they are to accomplish their goals. And so what you said a few weeks ago is you were like, we got a massive win. When someone asked you about the red wave, you said, we have a massive win. We won the House. And I agree, we did win the House, and I think that is a fantastic thing. Let me ask you this, especially because of the position you held in our federal government. If they can subpoena all they want, what is the point of it if we know the Attorney General is not going to prosecute? Is it just to get the information out to the American people so they know? I mean, what is your perspective on all that?
Yeah, it's look, the purpose of constitutional oversight of Congress, just like it was when I met Devin Nunes years ago and he said, we have this Russiagate investigation. I said, I don't know you. I don't know Trump. Never met anybody, but I'll make you a deal. I'll run this investigation if we put out everything we find. And that's the purpose of constitutional oversight. And then change can follow that, whether it's prosecutions or change in the government or executive branch, so you can have prosecutions. But the purpose has to be, since this Department of Justice and FBI is so completely politicized, that the House of Representatives and the respective committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Intel Committee, the Foreign Affairs Committee, and what have you, have to come in with the subpoena power that the Democrats have taught us Congress has through their Unselect Committee on January 6th and say, we are getting all the documents from the FBI relating to Twitter. We're getting all the documents related to Hunter Biden's laptop, all the emails, all the memorandums, because the one thing you can count on these government gangsters is to be so arrogant that they write everything down because they never think they're going to get caught. They did it during Russiagate. They've documented it during Hunter Biden's laptop. But since we haven't had the authority to go get those documents, we haven't seen them. So they have to be produced and they have to be unredacted and they have to be shown to the American people, just like we ended up showing all the Russiagate documents, or not all of them, most of them, I should say, to the world. And lawfully, we did it in a lawful way. We didn't, you know, release information unlawfully like Adam Schiff and Swalwell on the Intel committee, just standing out, making up stuff and saying they had classified information that showed Trump was Putin's puppet, which they totally made up and lied to the world about. That's when you have distrust in Congress. But what this Congress needs to do as an opportunity to do is get these documents out. And then once they're done with getting the documents out, well, you know what they do next? They call in these people under subpoena and make them testify. Chris Wray, James Baker, the former Attorney General, Bill Barr, the Fiona Hills of the world, everybody that participated in this criminal conspiracy has to be hauled up there. And without any time limits, without Chris Wray getting on a government-funded jet to escape to the Adirondacks to answer the questions and not say, I can't say, or I don't remember, or I can't give you that answer anymore. We know there was confidential human sources on January 6th. Confidential human sources are what corrupted the FBI during Russiagate. And I've been saying they've been using confidential human sources improperly at a large level to cover up their corruption. And Chris Wray refused to answer those questions. So those documents need to be gotten, because this January 6th committee did nothing to get the actual truth out. Rather, they just politicized a narrative they wanted, and they had their partners in the mainstream media perpetuate this falsehood that Donald Trump was somehow committing insurrection. So we don't have much trust in Congress, and the Republicans have an opportunity to seize a lot of it back by putting the information out there. That's step one. And what happened during Russiagate? When we did all of that, we had 17 executive branch officials retire or get fired because of it. Now, that's not a prosecution, but that's some accountability. And again, I encourage people to go back and read the Russiagate report in full. It's out there. It's free. It's on fightwithcash.com. Go read the Nunes memo. Go watch the movie, whatever. Get educated. Because if you don't read the documents yourself, it doesn't matter what we put out and what we find. And that's a thing that I think people have taken a shortcut to with the mainstream media. And they get disinformation campaigns after disinformation campaigns. But we're at a breaking point. I think that many of those people have realized, I can't trust these morons anymore. So go get it yourselves. Read the actual documents. Demand it from Congress. And pick a lane: education, healthcare, crime, border, drugs, whatever, right? Make it
child
your thing.
Hunter Biden's laptop. Trafficking.
Yeah. And ask yourself, why is the FBI laundering statistics to falsely tell us that people are domestic violent terrorists when they support an America First agenda, while removing field agents from the FBI to do child sexual exploitation trafficking crimes, mm-hmm. crimes that I used to investigate as a federal prosecutor and a public defender. So these are things that we as Americans have to get around fast. And we haven't done so. And we have an opportunity, and we'll see. We'll see what this Republican-led Congress does and what these chairmen and women do and whoever the next speaker ends up being. Is he going to end this vaccine mandate for our military? That would be a huge first step. It's on the table right now, and maybe he'll do it. And maybe Kevin McCarthy will show that he has a capability to lead. And that would be a great first step. And he says he's going to shut it down. And that would be something that so many conservatives and so many Americans would get behind, would rally behind, especially after the lies from Fauci repeatedly to us about the vaccine and its efficacy and mask and mandates and all that stuff. And we got to start ending these mandates across the board everywhere. They don't work, and they're terrifying Americans, and they're basically forcing the Democrats or they're allowing the Democrats to hijack votes that they would not otherwise get.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, all of these can have a dramatic effect on our investments. So why not buy some gold and silver? Gold and silver throughout history has been a stabilizer in people's portfolio. Protect your wealth, protect your assets by purchasing gold and silver. The easiest way to do that is contacting Jim, who you've seen on our program, Jim Tewalt, with EPS Wealth Management. That's Edward Paul Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com. There you can go ahead and contact him and say, hey, I would love to get my hands on some gold and silver, especially with the electronic currency that is looming on our horizon. So if they go to a total digital currency, it might be wise to have some tangible assets in your portfolio for trading, because you never know when they might cut off your income stream. So go to EPS, Edward Paul Sam, EPSWealthManagement.com. Ask for Jim Tewalt to make sure you have some gold and silver in your portfolio. Let him know Amber May sent you.
The information provided in this commentary is for educational and informational purposes only and does not constitute investment advice, and it should not be relied on as such. It should not be considered a solicitation to buy or an offer or sell a security. It does not take into account any investor's particular investment objectives, strategies, tax status, or investment horizons. You should contact your attorney or tax advisor. The views expressed in this commentary are subject to change based on market and other conditions. This commentary may contain certain statements that may be deemed forward-looking statements. Please note that any such statements are not guaranteed of any future performance or actual result, or development may differ materially from those projected.
When you have your holiday, you could get the beloved cheesecakes. They're so delicious. I'm so excited. We have family over. We're going to enjoy this wonderful, delicious cheesecake. And if you use promo code Amber, you could save some money at checkout.
It was so delicious. I was only going to have one piece, but I had to cut it. Cut the piece just like the sliver, and I got to have three pieces.
What'd you think about the cheesecake?
I loved it. It was really rich, really yummy. I had the chocolate, and it was very, very good. And I really appreciate you that we got to eat some. Thank you.
Hey, so when it's the next celebration in your household, or you have company coming over, or you just have a craving for cheesecake, make sure you visit belovedcheesecake.com. Use promo code AmberMay at checkout to save some money. That's belovedcheesecakes.com. Remember, promo code Amber at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Do you know anything about the backstory of Ukraine? Because as immediately when they started pushing out the Ukraine stuff, I immediately started being like, wait, 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 there is more to the story than Russia and Ukraine. I just know it. But I don't have like hardcore facts that it's this or that or the other. However, the FTX thing really helped kind of open the eyes of how our money is getting laundered from U.S. taxpayers to help the people of Ukraine. But really what it's doing is laundering money to the DNC, who is funding all of these hit jobs against really good candidates because they're outspending our candidates by millions. Do you know anything about the whole Russia or the Ukraine thing?
No, not really. But you raise a good point with FTX. That's another massive investigation that has to happen immediately. You're talking about a $1 billion Ponzi-like scheme where this guy, Friedman, whatever his name is, built Americans and the world of their savings and then laundered and lost it. And he was out there doing so much of that work on behalf of the Democrats and the Democrats that donated to him or that he bankrolled himself. So that's a massive investigation. The good thing about money and money trails is you can subpoena the documents that will show you where the money went, who it went to. And that's a whole nother investigation the Banking Committee in Congress needs to take on, because we need to learn how that was allowed to ever happen. And you're never going to be able to restore these people's financial security, But you owe it to them as a government to conduct an investigation where you say, did he commit a crime? If he committed a crime, he must be prosecuted, and this can never happen again. And this is how you safeguard against it. So that's another great area of constitutional oversight that Congress has to do. And hopefully they do it.
Is that done in the House because they control the purse, or would that be?
Well, it's done by either place, the House or the Senate. The problem is we only have the majority in the House, and I don't think the Senate Democrats are going to run these types of investigations. No. So the House has to run them. And that was the importance of retiring Nancy Pelosi and winning the House, is you get these gavels back, you get the majority back. And now America understands the importance of that. Many Americans didn't before. So we won't have that in the Senate, but hopefully we'll have a Herschel Walker win in a 50-50 Senate.
Do we really trust that Georgia is going to unselect their candidate and actually have a legitimate election this time, and with Herschel getting a fighting chance? Because I'm so disenfranchised as a voter. I've seen what happened in my own state. I was there at all the Trump rallies. I was there with the Trump trains. I saw all the Trump flags in my state. And then they tell us Joe Biden won. And now they're taking Carrie Lake away from us. I was at her rallies. You know, Katie Hobbs campaigned just as much as Joe Biden did, which was that much. By the way, Joe Biden, as we're recording this, is visiting Arizona. He's going to a chip manufacturing plant. Do you think he's going to go to the border, that open border, all that stuff that he has caused with the rape trafficking of kids, with the fentanyl poisoning, with the drug cartels coming in? By the way, Cash, because you're a prosecutor, you're going to love the fact that the person, Adrian Fontes, our Secretary of State, he is the attorney for the drug cartels. Isn't that fantastic? What does that say for our executives in Arizona that supposedly got elected?
Yeah, look, it's not good. And going to Georgia, you know, I think and I hope and I pray that Herschel's going to pull it off, because I think he's a great candidate and is going to do well in the Senate. And we'll know. Well, I don't, maybe tonight, probably not, but we'll know the result, and then we can revisit that. But, you know, I have to get running. It's been great being on your show. And if I could just ask your supporters to check us out at fightwithcash.com or get the book.
I love this book, Cash. It was so well written.
And the sequel. We've got the sequel, Plot Against the King, 2000 Mules is the sequel that I wrote in collaboration with Dinesh. So if you go to plotagainsttheking.com, we have a Christmas package where you get both books signed by me and a Communist Tears mug and a Christmas ornament at discount today. So go to plotagainsttheking.com. Teach your kids about Russiagate in an apolitical way. Teach them about constitutional republics and election integrity in Plot Against the King, 2000 Mules. We've got great characters. Donald Trump loves the books. He's helped us make them number one. I think you guys should stuff them in your Christmas stockings. Plotagainsttheking.com. Christmas package spectacular today. Thanks so much. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much, Cash. Appreciate your time.
Bye.
So that was Cash Patel. As you can see, there is so much going on in our country, and we have been compromised on every level of government. And so if you expect your government to save the day, you're sadly mistaken. Throughout the American history, it's always been the American people that have saved America, not looking to political officials to do so. So you have to get involved. And like General Flynn said, local impact creates national results. So get local. Got to get into your legislative district meetings. They're meeting once a month, 1 to 2 hours once a month shouldn't be too much problem for you, because look, we are on the verge of losing our country. If they take all the votes away from all of us, then they just keep selecting the people that they want. And as you heard Cash Patel say, former prosecutor, they have packed it with and protect themselves every which way, so they never have to face persecution. We have a two-tier justice system. It's good for me, but not for thee. How does this get fixed? You and I uniting together. They only have power if we give them power. If we stop listening to them, if we stop consenting to them, they lose their power. You only have power if you're given power. So I want to thank Cash Patel for coming on the show. This book was very well written. I really enjoyed reading it to my children, and so I hope you'll pick that up. Well, thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. Make sure you follow me again on the Amber May Show at Telegram and on True Social, I'm Amber May, and at Frank Social, I'm Amber May.
Now the moment of truth has arrived. Is it delicious? Is it not delicious? That is the question. So it has multiple superfoods. It has a lot in it. You're not just getting coffee. you're getting a lot more than just coffee. But hey, if you want to lose weight, this is one tool you can do that, because okay, this looks amazing. That might be the way. That might be the way. It's nice, cool, tasty. It's a good refreshing. And I'm losing weight right now as I drink this. So that's amramae.myinfinity.com, and the links are in the description.